Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. I'm To Hear More.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You're Scary.
Woo! Fire show today. Oh. Usually it's a slow news week, but All the topics today. I don't even know if I have enough. But shout out to the Patreons. They're seeing us live right now. They're not only getting the early access, but they will be getting the extra access. We're going to be doing the bonus
extra. We got some shit to try out today.
So what's the song? How are we kicking off the day, man?
Man, I'm regardless of the traffic I set in, I woke up today and I was in a good mood. So
okay,
I'm kind of feeling like Ice Cube. Today was a good day, so kind of like 90s hip hop type joint.
Okay. All right, you wanna just get something off your chest? I'll do the beat.
That's okay.
Already,
cool.
You
let's
already
do
gave
it.
Me a point of reference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are bring boom
boom boom. You already know what it is.
Bring
for the 9 tray, the 9 nickel.
Boom boom boom.
Woke up feeling real good. No trouble up in the neighborhood. Drop the top on my 6-4. Let down the windows and I opened up the door to a pretty young thing. Her name was Mary. Hair was long, she wasn't hairy. Took her to get her nails done and all that. And then I hit the switches on the Cadillac. Sweet Mary. But then I hop on in Metro Scary. Damn, what a shorty doing. Who knew that she would start like moving like this, like that, into the beat rat attack. 6 in the morning, and now I'm young.
I just had to close my eyes and ignore you after some point.
I was trying to get back to the internet, you're scary, but it was just like...
Where am I now?
Yeah, it started getting fun, and then I was like, man, this is going long right here. I'm really trying to rap.
That was very feel good.
It was a good day, man.
So before we get started with these topics, I want to shout out to the artists and the artists only, all right? I got... It's not only one piece of art that touched us this week. Mm-hmm. It was two, okay? So first and foremost,
I really like this one too.
Chuck Potato. This is crazy because he got the background. This was like the first like one that really, really put an emphasis on the background. It's almost like Scooby-Doo all the way into the scary castle. And then he got us just great. This is like some Rick and Morty type of stuff.
Do you think he had to do something on the computer, right, to make the light? That's not just white color, right?
It looks like it's graphic design.
It has to be graphic design.
As opposed to drawn, but I don't want to take anything away from him.
Yeah.
Graphic design is just as difficult as
I'm not shitting on it at all. I'm just amazed that people... The fact that you guys would do this out of the kindness of your heart, just like your time, your efforts, it means the world to me, to us. So thank you so much,
Chuck,
for that.
I'm gonna take away the like so I can like it again.
There it is.
And then Richmond, Virginia, stand up,
VA.
Now the second one is dope because they kind of made it like a video, kind of trippy.
Oh yeah,
this is DYT Artistry.
Yeah,
all right. This they sort of made like a warpy art, and it's just like, first of all, they drew us damn near flawlessly.
It's amazing. I love that. Flawlessly. They sent it to me too, and they sent like the file, I think, email. So if you want to use it on that, so that's super dope.
But not only that, they had this creepy person coming out the web browser. Shout out to y'all, man.
You guys are so talented.
And it's
I
so
can
cool.
draw, but I don't put forth a lot of effort and time into like perfecting that craft. Mm-hmm. So I'm always impressed by people who do, like, because drawing is not easy at all, man.
No.
So kudos to you guys and thank you so much, Diana. You have our sincerest thanks for that.
So before we get into the hard hitting stuff, I just want to lead with something that I would like to say that the squad, you know, To Hear me and the rest of the folks contributed to at some level, because everybody's tagging us in this. But it appears that the Dunkaroos are popping off once again. They're coming back this summer. This is this has been on Great Taste. I think I was representing it at the time as a discontinued snack.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this was 90s at its finest.
This was
very, very fat stuff. You're pretty much dipping cookies into icing.
Yo, man, the culture influences everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, Dunkaroos coming back. I saw some company, they made a card game of One Gotta Go now. Like, how Kev is doing the One Gotta Go.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Kev was the only one doing it. I'm sure other people were doing it. I saw other people spin off. But I feel we were doing it on a large platform that got a lot of look. When we did the One Gotta Go with the chips, the box of chips.
Oh, man.
It made it on the news.
Yeah, that was cool. That wasn't really One Gotta Go, though. That was really like a ranking type of thing.
That was. You're right. That one was a ranking one. Yeah. But, yeah, it was crazy. So, like, black culture and Black Twitter
absolutely
everything.
Oh, niggas online got Wendy's to bring back spicy nuggets.
Come on, fam.
That's Wendy, big.
That's niggas online and Chance, because Chance was like...
That was Chance and Meech on Mars.
Yeah.
Meech on Mars was campaigning for it for a minute, and he actually was involved in the comeback commercial, so good for him.
Shout out to Meech, man. Meech good is fucking dope. Dude, bro.
Meech is fucking crazy.
You just got his new apartment, too.
Really?
He was playing
the new apartment song?
Oh, yeah. Ari Lennox.
Meech is
great.
Meech is amazing at marketing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of marketing, this Dunkaroos thing, they didn't tweet it the year's 1997. Your Tamagotchi is thriving. You just set a new personal best with your Bop It. Your mom packed Dunkaroos in your lunch. Everyone at school wants to be your friend. Life is good. The year is 2020. You just found out Dunkaroos are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Life is good.
Fast.
Great marketing. They didn't hit us in all the little...
The Tamagotchi. I had the Tamagotchi. I had the little pets, the digital pets.
I killed that.
I killed so many of them.
I'm like, in the Tamagotchi world, they probably have like a poster of me somewhere.
Most wanted.
I'm a fucking mass murderer of Tamagotchis. It's not even
funny. It was so needy, though. It was like worse than being in a relationship. And when you're a kid, a relationship is everything. You want to be on the phone all the time. Tamagotchi wants all your attention.
Bro, you got to eat again?
Oh, my God.
Little digital poops. You better stay in your little... I used to let them linger around. Because you remember they used to poop a lot and you had to clean it up. I mean, it doesn't smell. It's digital. So I was just like, shut up. You're digital.
Yeah, right. Sick of it.
But shout out to Dunkaroos. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to dunk a roo.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
yeah.
All right. So getting into it, first of all, happy Black History Month, everybody.
Facts.
It's February.
Facts.
You know, Google just launched an amazing commercial that's basically highlighting that all of the top search things in our entire culture, everywhere from entertainment to the best scientists, mathematicians, are all Black people. You know what I mean? So Google pretty much addressed the fact that Black people are pushing the culture forward. So what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that. You know, Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, I believe it is like the third Black quarterback to ever win the Super Bowl. So I mean,
the victory.
It's starting off interesting.
I'll take it.
Interesting.
I like it. I'm all with the good vibes right now, man. Let's get it going, man.
But
just in case you guys were wondering, Kansas City is Kansas City, Missouri. All right, the Chiefs are Kansas City, Missouri.
I saw the tweet.
Yeah, well, you know, head of the country thought it was Kansas City, Kansas, but that's neither here nor there. For he should have known, but for the rest of you guys that don't, you might have missed the tweet. Don't know. It's Kansas City, Missouri. It's the same with the Kansas City Royals.
Uh-huh.
It's Kansas City, Missouri. Both of the stadiums are on the Missouri side. Okay,
there's Kansas nothing City in Royals Kansas City. Are Missouri too. Okay,
Both Missouri teams.
So
right
I'm,
across the street from each other.
Typically, I'm all for the Trump slander. Not a big fan of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is one of the few times where I'm just like, I get it. I get it. Kansas City ain't in Kansas.
Well,
I can see how that could be a slip of the mind.
If you're not a fan of the sports, you wouldn't get it. And if you're not from the Midwest, you possibly can overlook that easily. I can see that one. But like coming from St. Louis, we just lost the Rams. Like a year and a half ago, they came back to LA. All right,
so you
can't really
get
mad at
them.
You know what I'm saying? But we still. So now the closest thing for us would be the Chiefs because they're in Missouri. So
the Rams weren't really doing much for you anyway.
No, not after the first. After the first 10 years, the Rams was just kind of like.
I feel like you guys were like, well, all right, bye.
I was more upset than leaving because people lost jobs. There were a lot of people that worked at the stadium that lost jobs. So that's why I was more affected by it. But yeah, I get it. They were phoning it in.
You don't really think about that part of it.
I do, because you go home. That's anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 more people that's looking to rob you.
Damn. I can only imagine how Cleveland was when LeBron James left.
Ah. I mean, they still had the team, though. They still had that. Like, our whole team is gone. So now that arena only gets used for, like, like gun shows, boat shows, RV shows.
The gun shows aren't planned. It's just the shit getting shot up.
Niggas coming in there. What's up, motherfucker? And then they be like, fuck, it's nobody here because the Rams are gone.
Well, okay, yeah, shout out to geography. Mm-hmm. Kansas City is in Missouri.
Yeah.
But Trump, but
that is
a
Kansas City, Kansas, too.
What?
So Kansas City is, it rests on, like, Kansas and Missouri are right next to each other. Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas are, like, they're next, they're,
it's like a city that crosses the border?
Crosses the border, because there's a Kansas City,
Kansas.
Oh, so
Trump really wasn't wrong.
Well, he was, because the Kansas City Chiefs belong to Missouri.
Because that's where the stadium is.
That's where the team is. It's Kansas City, Missouri, too.
But there is Kansas, Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just nobody there. It's what we call a flyover town, a flyover state. Like, nobody really is going to Kansas.
Right.
Right? That's just, you know.
Yeah, you're
nobody
right.
Goes there. It's a flyover town.
You're right.
Everybody like, yeah, like, it's like, I'll be wondering, like, who, you see these movies when people be in the back towns and all these rural areas. Like, mm-hmm. I can never live in, like, backwood Montana, mm-hmm. North Dakota, South Dakota,
where the
Kansas.
Town population is like 20.
Oh, man. Where there are more stop signs than street lights.
Oh, God.
Jesus. I used to be Tough Mudder MC, Start Line MC, and they would pick rural, like, hella rural areas. And, like, I would fly into, like, Portland, and then I would have to drive an hour and a half outside of Portland and get to these places, or in Utah or somewhere like that. And, like, I remember one time we were, like, literally, they found a piece of land where they mm-hmm. put the obstacle course together, and this was literally on part of the Oregon Trail. That's how old and untouched this land was.
Oregon Trail.
A real Oregon Trail.
It was like this Native American tears everywhere.
Man, it was crazy, bro.
Jesus.
It was crazy. It was hella dusty, too. But yeah, man, like, I could never live there. And I remember there was one post office, because I had to go through this one town to finish getting the rest of the way. There was one post office, one bar. The bar closed at, like, 11. The post office closed at 6 every day. There was literally one stoplight in this town.
And that was like one of the places where, like, if you were the doctor, you were, like, the town doctor.
You were the town. You were
like
getting
the
everybody's
town
ducats.
Baker. Yeah. Oh, that's
everybody's
crazy.
Ducats. One supermarket that sold everything. It was like a Walmart type of thing. But
there's the grocer. There's the town bartender.
It was literally like seeing some shit in the Western, bro. Like, you know, in the Westerns, they used to go to, like, a town, but then there's all this open space. You pull in the town and everything's like, that's what it felt like.
Damn.
Like, nothing over two stories. Nothing. It was so crazy.
Shout out to the Midwest, man.
I couldn't do it, man.
It's a whole different life. I see why they call us City Boy. It's literally like you are living.
City Slickers.
Man, that's insane. Like, would you say that that's different than, like, country life? Or is that kind of the same?
I think it's, yeah, anything rural and country, I think they're one and the same.
But I hate that word. Rural here could be like driving north of LA and then just like those random in between parts.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't consider that like country.
Nah, I wouldn't consider that. Nah, I said they one in the same vein because like the exclusion from like the main urban areas. But no, I wouldn't say that the exact same thing. I just think they're in the same vein in the sense of the seclusion away from the urban towns and the big cities and things like that and the limitations on your options as far as like food and
performances.
And
I see why you guys have better performances outside of LA.
Man, yeah, it's great because they don't have nothing coming. So they like they when people come, they really be looking forward to it.
It seems like when you perform in LA, like you're also performing for like a bunch of people who low key do what you're doing.
Yeah,
so they're
absolutely.
Just like, I'm a stand up comic. That nigga's not that funny. Or like, Miro, I'm a rapper. That nigga can't spit.
You feel the difference. Like LA is not a city that supports like financially either. So like. We go to Ontario, I do $600, $700 in merch. Right?
Oh, wow.
In LA, I would be hard-pressed to move 3 shirts.
Really?
And that's with a price drop. Like in Ontario, Brea, Irvine, $25 for a t-shirt, $45 for a hoodie or a sweater. In LA, $15 for a t-shirt, and I'd be lucky to move 3. That's on a, and this is on my $5 nights. It's $5 to get in, $5 drinks, $5 food. That's $15, $20 with tip, right? $20 night. And they still won't buy the $15 t-shirt. And I take cash and card. But we go to Brea, and we're selling tickets for $45. The Damn. Drinks are minimum $12, $12 to $15. People buying food. And then they come out and spend $25 to $50 with us on shirts. And they're buying my shirts and Kev's shirts. Bro, that's $150 a night easy. And they be like, yes, give us more. Give us everything you got. I want more sizes.
Damn.
Bro,
it's a nice little cleanup.
Bro, I'm telling you. But, I mean, because it's sectionalized too. Mm-hmm. So, you got... All the stores stay out here. You can go to... I've literally walked in Gorin Brothers in Pasadena.
Me and my what brothers?
Gorin Brothers, the hat store.
Oh.
Gorin.
Never heard of that.
And what's her name? Angela Bassett was in there shopping for hats with her daughter. Just on a humbug. Dressed regular as hell. Had to like
on a little humbug? Jumpsuit.
On a humbug.
What does that mean?
Just on a whim. Just
humbug?
On a regular. Yeah, just on a humbug. Are you finna look that up, really? It's country slang, bro.
Deceptive or false talker behavior. Ah, humbug. Oh, wow. That's why I heard it. I heard it in cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
His little cat, little main angry cat.
But yeah, man, like that type of stuff happens.
Wow.
When you see so many stars and you're used to seeing them, so like you're sensationalized to it. You don't really. It's not a big deal to you mm-hmm. to come to the club and see us because. You see us every week. Or
you're
you
like,
see
man,
us
I'm seeing Tom Cruise later on today.
Yeah.
So I got a performance?
Yeah, I got a meeting with Tyler Perry and Madeir. I have lunch with what, both of them at the same time? Yeah. They both RSVP'd already.
Why?
They
confirmed. How and why? but I mean, you know, a lot of good things happening for Black History Month, but we are taking some L's as well.
Mm-hmm.
Meg Thee Stallion and G-Eazy.
Never saw that one coming in a million years.
Super, super random. Now, yeah. I just want to be the first to say, I don't think it's a black and white thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people on the internet are trying to make it like that.
Yeah, they are.
Like, oh, you know, you drop, get you a white man, blah, 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 blah. I just think it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it is a very, very strange. The video was very cringe. He seemed like he was the chick in the relationship. He was like kissing on her and stuff. And she was just like, yeah, H-Town. And it's just like, it's just very strange.
I get it, man. Get it. I don't care. I don't care what I look like in that video. I'm hugged up with Meg Thee Stallion, bro.
Oh, no. I don't blame him at all.
I will be the little spoon in that one.
I don't think we have a choice if we're going to make
Thee Stallion. She looks like she's like 5'10", 5'9".
She is a thicker woman.
She's a stallion. She's literally a stallion. Woman. I don't care. I'll be on Meg Thee Stallion's back at the Disneyland letting her walk me around. I'm still with Meg Thee Stallion.
This is true.
You see like it though. You just be like, oh, he's too small for her. But we don't know. He might be working with, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I didn't bring this up to talk about G-Eazy's
mm-hmm.
girth.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to G-Eazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he had a great Super Bowl weekend.
Somebody posted a picture of G-Eazy from prom, and he had braids. Like, you saw that picture? Yeah, the long braids.
I mean, no
but
one.
But I'm like, so I don't think
surprise
that
no one.
G-Eazy is one of those people that is like just trying to invade the culture to get a quick dollar. I really feel like he really is about that life.
He was
in
just
the
like,
sense of, like, he I fuck with hip-hop.
He was that white guy forever.
Yeah.
He was probably that dude in high school that was like, all right, I'm going to fuck with you. And they're like, what is it?
Yeah. I mean, he strikes me as this hype that's like Trevor. Like Trevor Wallace, y'all know from ADD. Trevor has never been around us and tried to say the N-word.
Uh-huh.
He's never been around us and asked, can he say the N-word?
But
he's
Trevor
comfortable in his own skin.
Trevor don't be like blacking it up. Like Trevor don't be wearing braids or like,
Trevor's
like completely himself.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
G-Eazy
I mean, in the sense of like, him being himself.
G-Eazy but gives me these vibes.
But G-Eazy from Oakland, right?
Yeah.
Bro. I had cops.
I'm sure he's been
I had white
niggas.
Cops come up to me in Oakland like, what up, my nigga? Hey, listen, I'm going to need you to go ahead and pull the fuck up out of here, feel me? And I was like, all right, I can't do nothing but respect it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got any questions. I ain't going to press this nigga about saying nigga and he got a gun on him. So,
right.
You know,
G-Eazy and Trevor do have the same hair. It's hard to be in the hip-hop culture and have, like...
Trevor has immaculate hair.
He's great hair.
He's got great hair.
It reminds me of the dude from Doug, the bully. What's his name?
Roger Clouts.
Yeah.
A Clutz, whatever.
That dude, Roger.
We got to have Trevor on the show, man. Y'all want to get Trevor on the show?
Let's get Trevor on through, y'all.
Because Trevor is about to go back on tour, so we got to get him before he goes up and his price goes up.
Oh,
we're not going to pay
right.
the price.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're not paying.
Yeah, we're not paying the price. It is so cool. You think about, like, bro, like, my boy Milan was on one of the Super Bowl commercials, and I was just talking to a friend about this other day. When I first moved out to L.A. in 2009,
mm-hmm.
I remember me, Clayton Thomas, and his now wife, Tangerine, we used to go to the movie. We would movie hop.
Right.
And we would movie hop all day, bro. Like, I'm talking about, like, 8 hours in the movie theater, just watch 4 movies. Mm-hmm. Or I would literally be chilling on a weekend and watch USA, a marathon of Law and Order. Mm-hmm. But now we're in a place where our careers have really taken off and blossomed. Well, we don't have the time to just do shit like that anymore.
And you have to like schedule in fun.
Bro, like, and it's a double-edged sword because it's like, man, this is what I prayed for. This is what I worked super hard for. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, man, I miss those days when I didn't have so much to do.
When you had to schedule in work and now you have to schedule in fun and other
stuff. Bro, I tell you what, but I am thankful to be here, bro.
Absolutely.
I am thankful to be here. So. Thankful. That hard work is paying off, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I had... You kept talking. I was gonna say, speaking of good hair, back on Trevor. On the Trevor point.
Yeah, but Trevor's hair is amazing.
Trevor's hair is crazy.
It's amazing.
Speaking of good hair, thank you. I just wanted to shout out our first sponsor of the episode. This is Keeps. All right, and this company is very, very important, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, when it gets to our age range. Especially in the black man community, mm-hmm. this is around the time we start thinking about the B word. And I'm not talking about the B word that you might be thinking of. I'm talking about balding.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Historically in my family, I know it's coming. I'm scared as heck. All right? But my hair is a big thing over here. But Keeps got you. Low-key, I was just waiting. I was just like, you know, if I hang in there, I think the science behind... keeping hair, you know, preventing hair loss will catch up. And I think it has. Low-key think that it has, all right? Keeps got you. 2 out of 3 guys will actually experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're actually 35. But luckily, Keeps got you on that. They have treatments that can combat the symptoms of hair loss and help you keep the hair that you have at half the cost of your local pharmacy. So that's big. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, you know, you got these people like Tory Lanez and Tyga paying for their hair back. They're paying, bro, geez, 15, 20 racks.
I can't imagine what they pay for Tory's. Uh-huh. I can't imagine what they paid.
I think it was like 20, 30K.
It's crazy. People,
the normal Joe, the average Joe don't got that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, Keeps got you. You don't got to go broke. Trying to avoid going bald, Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. So if you guys have tried them before, you've probably never tried them at this price point. And plus, it offers a prescription shampoo to keep your scalp healthy as well. You haven't been like thinking about hair loss? You scared yet?
Well, I know. I think it goes back to like the grandmother, and my grandmother kept hers for a while, and my mom still has a full. It's thin, and like it looks like my mom is getting closer to like my grandmother with the thin hair. So, but it's not thinning. It's just like her hair is thin. So, if it goes back to the grandmother like they say, then I'll be straight.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do worry about like my hairline. Barbers be pushing my hairline back. Because I remember where it's a scar, like one of these right here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it's this one or this one on one of these. And my hairline used to cover up the scar. Right. And now the scar is exposed. So they pushing it back. So it's that's the barber's fault.
It's happening.
Yeah.
I had to make sure that my dad cut my hair and he didn't never push it back because I already have a big forehead. But I am scared about this. so Keeps has actually revolutionized the way that men are treated for hair loss. Thanks to Keeps, you no longer have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. You can actually visit a doctor online now and get your hair loss medication delivered to your home. So it's completely convenient. No more waiting rooms, no more pharmacy checkout lines. And you can get the doctor's attention and a discreet drug delivery all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. So you don't got to worry about the neighbors.
That's huge.
Looking at your, you know, at your stuff. Oh, it's balding. No, yeah. Keeps will keep it a secret. Yeah.
Keeps
I didn't
secret.
Know that was coming like either. so, you know, if you are ready to finally take action and become preventative and keep your beautiful, beautiful head of hair, go to keeps.com. That is KEEPS.com/DIYS. Like damn internet, you scary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got you. Damn internet, you scary. Just go to the website. That's again, keeps.com, KEEPS.com/DIYS. All right?
Yeah.
You feel me? Keep your luxurious crop Keep I like crop. Keeps
You know what? We didn't even tell them the best part. We put it on the screen, but if you're listening like on one of the streaming platforms, then you obviously can't see the screen. So the best part about this is you get your first month of treatment completely free, 99. That's right. It is free. All you have to do is go to keeps.com/DIYS. That's KEEPS.com/DIYS. You're welcome.
Well, speaking of keeps, unfortunately, not everybody gets to keeps what they earn, and that includes strippers.
Man, oh man.
So if you don't know, a company called QC, basically every year in Miami, they throw what's called a stripper bowl. And it's intense. Like, there were viral videos of the stacks of money that they were preparing for it. And it's an insane party that people literally are just throwing, like, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And what's messed up is one of two things. Apparently, there was a lot of shadiness. You're a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. You know 100% about the shady promoter. But get this, all right? They actually made them sign contracts that said, you're not allowed to fully get naked, and you're not allowed to pick the money up off of the floor. That's basically considered like a tip jar, and only staff members can get the money from the floor. So if you, there was videos where there was just money everywhere, and people on the announcements, like, reminder to the dancers, you can't grab any of the money. Really, really insane, right? And then the guy who promoted it tweeted this: to all the dancers that was at the party last night, please understand that we don't own clubs or venues. We don't control or make the rules of how many girls dance, who split or pay out, how much money gets stolen, etc. I personally know a lot of money was thrown between our camp, and you all know this. We don't do contracts with dancers. Sorry for any confusion that went on, but that's out of our control. We will get better control next time we do this fun event. So what I'm thinking is they contracted them as like go-go dancers, not strippers, and then took all the benefits that a stripper would
You know why? Get. Because, well, I don't know how it is in Miami. It might be different, but out in California, you can't have completely nude chicks and serve alcohol, right? So the club is not going to lose money on drinks.
Right.
So they can like, hey, the chicks can't get naked if we're going to serve alcohol. We gotta serve alcohol to make money. So you can't have both of those things going on. So they probably was like, boom, what we'll do is we'll divvy it up and we'll make sure the strippers get paid what they were booked for. Mm-hmm. And then, but like, I feel like when you're, I know this is going to sound fucked up, but like when you're serious about your business, even if it's stripping, you should have a manager. And whatever you're getting booked for, your manager needs to make sure that your contract is fire as fuck. And if you're not going to have a manager, at least have a lawyer to look over your paperwork. If they want to book you for the stripper bowl, then you need to be like, all right, I need this much for a booking fee, and I need to make this much on tips, right? And this is after whatever the club gets paid out or something, I need to make this amount. Mm-hmm. Because that's what you got to do, man. This is showing you, like, at the end of it all, paperwork gotta be right. That's simple crazy. As that, bro. It's even with strippers.
No, for real. There was like another dude who did a video of like all of them in line afterwards trying to get their cut because they just had to like line up and get like divvied out. And I think like they were making like between all of them like maybe $1,000 to $1,500 each, which not is worth ass.
It. No. Not worth it. And not only that, man, like that should be a better way of doing it. Like, all right, if they throwing all this money, I don't want to leave out. Because what if they were like, what if they did let them pick it up and now they walking out of here with $10,000 a night, somebody at their car following them, that type of shit. Bro, right. We're in an age of technology. You got Zelly, you got Zillow, you got, no, it's not Zillow. Zillow is the house.
Yeah.
Zelle. Not Zelle or something like that. You got Zelle, you got Venmo, you got Cash App, you got PayPal. Bro,
that'd be crazy if strip clubs became like that.
Absolutely.
Like someone was stripping, you were just Venmoing them money.
Just like, yee,
it's not as fun, yee, though. It's yee. Not as fun as
No, but I'm talking about for the club to pay them out. At the end of the night, like, pay me out and that. You take the cash.
But you got to, like, press the Venmo button big so that
saying, like, so the club, they take it into the office. Uh-huh. The office takes the cash in exchange. They send them the cash electronically. So that way they don't have to take all the ones to the bank and all that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's
and then they don't have to walk out to their car. Like, most strip clubs have a security guard that walks the girls to their car.
Right.
But still, like, somebody can easily follow them and all that shit. Bro, send me my shit electronically, automatically in my bank account. I ain't got to worry about that, bro. That's where it needs to go to.
It's rough out here for strippers. And then actually Cardi B went on, Cardi B's like the stripper ambassador.
Yeah.
Obligated to throw money, and everybody felt obligated to throw money. But it felt at one point, it felt like niggas didn't really want to throw money because y'all wasn't entertaining. Y'all was fucking standing there like a concert. My nigga, you got to shake your ass. But then again, since the money had to be split, and I felt like the certain girls that were shaking their ass, the ones that wasn't fucking shaking their ass, I feel like that's not fair. The bitches that was working their ass off had to split money with y'all fucking stink-ass bitches that's just standing there like, I don't care. I'm going to get money anyways. No, that's not how it fucking works. That's not how it works because bitches ain't that cute. And
it's the funniest thing is the thought that there are like sarcastic strippers that just show up and they're just like, I'm just here for a check. And they're just standing there. It's like, there's actually hardworking ones.
She's just doing this the whole time.
She has a point. You don't want, the girls who were working for it shouldn't have to split with the girls who were just trying to get
it. This is nothing new. If you go back to high school and you had group projects with somebody, it was always somebody in the fucking group that didn't do the work. It was just there for the grade.
And you just got to carry them.
Man, that shit is nothing new.
You got bills. You can't be carrying people like this. But here's the messed up part. You fly out to Miami, and you only make a grand, and you didn't been there for 3 days housing yourself. Look at this. This is just a tragedy. These are all the stranded strippers. As of yesterday, it's Tuesday. The Stripper Bowl ended Sunday. A lot of them just got one-way tickets. So they've just been on standby, too broke to go home. It is it's a perfect mix of hilarious and really, really unfortunate.
That's crazy.
They got the head down.
You know what's crazy? Like, that you can always kind of tell a dancer when they're traveling just on like their attire.
Slides.
The slides, the leggings.
The white toes and the Fenty furry. Oh, the furry.
You know, this chick told me white toes mean you got good pussy.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that a long time ago.
Really? I had never heard that I moved out there. And the first time I heard that was like 2 years ago. I was like, no, it doesn't. And it's like, no.
No, it's gotten that phrase has gotten so popular. It's kind of interesting to see somebody who chose a different color. Because even if they choose different colors up here, the toes are almost always white. And I don't know what it is. It just comes off as like I like it. White is my favorite toe color for females. Like stuff throws me off. Is there like a color that you don't like?
I like the highlight colors. Like I like the orange, the highlight, yellow, green. I always love red.
I never liked the red. Highlight pink. Really? Like the classic red. Nah, I don't like red.
Sexy.
Super weird. I don't know why. I don't know why I don't like red nail polish.
I love it.
Even if it's like darker red, that'd be cool. But like just candy red. It's just like
I love it. I love a little art on it and all that.
The art on it? Like the flowers and stuff on it?
Well, not like they That's sometimes horrible. Get the stuff glued on there too. Outside of like the designs and stuff that the technician might paint on there.
I like it simple. You know what I mean? Down the middle. But speaking of hygiene, we talked about females having the white toes and having all their stuff together. But fellas, we gotta keep ourselves together too.
Abaluti.
So the second sponsor, and this is a day one rider. All right, they've been through us since the beginning.
Yeah.
Manscaped.
Yeah.
Our homies. If you don't know what Manscaped is, it is the newest and leading line of pretty much man grooming. Mm-hmm. You know, it has redesigned the electric trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
The Manscaped engineering team basically spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created.
Let me tell you how serious they are about this. We were supposed to get the 3.0. Months ago.
The release date was pushed back.
It was like, it's not perfect yet.
It's like a Kanye West album.
That. I was upset because I really wanted it, but then I was like, you know what? If they're going to make it do exactly what it's supposed to do, wait on that.
And I just picture a lot of like Manscaped scientists just like in a lab, just like crumpling paper up, like, it's not perfect.
Do yet. It again!
It's just like the guy getting his balls shaved over and over for testing. It's like, it's not perfect. So shout out to Manscaped and their need for perfection, but guess what? They just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0.
Yeah.
This is the third generation trimmer. It features cutting edge and also cutting ball hair, ceramic blades, to prevent manscaping accidents. So there's millions of balls that are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. I'm sorry I talked about your guys' balls like that, but it's about to be nick-free.
I love it. All right? I already have it, too. I just got one. And yeah. I love, like, all right, so the guard is built into it. You can still take it off, but it's built into it, so it's less pieces to keep up with. And then the light is on the undercarriage of it. Okay. So as you're going, you have, like, kind of like a guide to get, like, those crevices and the angles that might be hard to see. And because it's underneath you, so, like, it's dark. But the light is perfectly placed, nick-free again. And I love Shout it, man. I just did it. Like, last night, I just did it.
Okay.
I'm about that life.
TMI. But this is premium stuff. The battery itself, get this, will last up to 90 minutes. That's an hour and a half. All right.
Let me just say, though, if you need the full 90 minutes, you got a problem.
Yeah, you probably need fire. You probably should cut your hair with fire at that point. But they got you if you do need the full 90 minutes. So, you know, to hear I already talked about, there's an LED light so that you can illuminate the balls as you cut them.
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, this is just a hilarious stat to throw in there. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology.
It sounds like my Tesla when I'm cutting my balls.
I would have loved to be the person to hand in that trademark. I am trademarking quiet stroke technology. Okay, I need to master the quiet stroke, low key. But you guys can get this Lawnmower 3.0. They just dropped it again. This is Manscaped. You can get 20% off and free shipping if you use our code. So you're gonna want to go to manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com. And use our code DIYS, like damn internet, you scary, and you will get 20% off and free shipping. Your balls will thank you. Your balls will thank you.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes, I did.
Sorry to talk about your guys' balls often and so aggressively.
Ball talk, man. We gotta stop being so uber sensitive and stuff. Like, I hate that we shame sex so much and we praise and worship, like, action movies and stuff like that. Like, I've never understood, like, when you go, like, if you were a kid and a scene came on and the girl's undressing or something like that, your parents would cover your eyes. And, like, she could just have on lingerie. She ain't even all the way naked, but your parents cover your eyes. But then you go to the beach and people got on swimsuits and shit like that. I've never understood that. Like, how does that, it's the exact same cut just about. They got low-cut bikinis, they got two-piece bikinis, they got thong bikinis. How is it I don't have to sit at the beach with my eyes covered, but I can't watch this one scene? I remember when Halle Berry nipples first made on the scene.
Are you talking about Monster's Ball?
Oh, no, not Monster.
Swordfish.
Oh, my God.
I remember both of them.
Ooh.
Very distinctly, I remember Monster's Ball scene 16 on the DVD.
I wish somebody would try to tell me to cover my eyes on Halle Berry's.
No, I'm
topless.
That is a rough scene to watch as a kid with your parents, I'm sure. But I definitely watched it a bunch of times on my own. I was doing a lot of that. all right, so I got a question for ya.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have you been seeing this Chet Hanks guy?
Yeah, Tom Hanks' son.
He
was speaking... Tom Hanks'
son has been out here wilding. He's been going viral for having a very, very strong Jamaican accent.
Yeah.
Let me see if I could find this guy. Here he is.
Yeah, that's one of them. Man.
Me no want no MAGA gal. Never. They want them gal thick and firm up. You see me?
And you could tell by his friends laughing that he's joking, right?
He's joking, yeah.
But what's funny is that this is like maybe his fourth or fifth video with this Jamaican accent. Community. So now he's coming out.
Okay, so that certainly opened it up for discussion, didn't it? Okay, so let me share with you guys some of the responses I've been getting, some of the other points of view that I've been getting in response to what I've put forth.
Well, forget what he's saying. I'm just like, yo, that's your real voice? That's more like Tom Hanks' son.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I expected anyway. I did a video about that, I think at the top of the year, about him, because he was going to like the patois again.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I blame Drake. I don't know how, but somehow this is Drake's fault.
I thought it was like Drake in the sense that this guy just grew up with a bunch of Jamaican or black friends, and he like really thought that he was talking like that. But to see him just be like, all right, guys, I'm sorry, I'm not cultural appropriation. Like, it's just like, fam, like that almost makes me think now, like, what does Tom Hanks think of all this? Because he's probably just watching his phone, like,
the
fam.
Memes, like, after the video that I had, I did the review on.
Uh-huh.
And the memes that Tom Hanks, people were posting him, was just him doing. It's just like, well, I mean, because he has another song, and we just holding out hope for the other son. Because
I'm sure that's his
chill.
Favorite. His the other.
Chad be out here wilding out, bro.
That's hilarious.
He be out here wilding out, doing rapping moves.
You guys, a white dude with jerk chicken sauce all over. But speaking of having the sauce, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. So you just got wings. We'll assume that they're naked.
Yeah.
You just got a big old order of wings. Of all the hot sauce choices, which one is going on your wings?
Oh, it's easy. Frank's Red Hots. Out of this selection, Frank's all day.
Really?
Frank's is delicious. It's the only hot sauce to me out of this selection right here that really has flavor. Everything else is just kind of hot.
You don't like Red Rooster or
it's
Louisiana?
Cool, but I mean, like, so Louisiana is very thin and like vinegary. Mm-hmm. That's perfect for like greens, things that are already kind of saucy like that. That's because it doesn't overpower. It won't take up the taste of if you do the greens with the smoked turkey or you know, use some pork or whatever, it won't take the flavor away from it. It kind of just adds to it, right?
Right.
But everything else just kind of has, like, Tapatio is just kind of hot. Which one is this? Louisiana? Mm-hmm. Is this? Well, I'm sorry. Not that. I meant Crystal when I was talking about it's good for greens. But Louisiana and Crystal are both good for greens. Cholula. It's good, I feel like, for Mexican food. It just kind of adds, like, a little spice to it.
Right.
Tabasco is just, like, hot for no reason. And it's not, like, super-duper hot. It's just hot. It doesn't have any flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Sriracha is good for Asian food, I feel. I like to mix my sriracha with my ketchup for my fries. I do like the spicy fries. Hmm. But Frank's Red Hot actually has flavor, bro. I fuck with Frank's. I put that shit on everything.
Frank's is
cool. There you
Frank's
go, Frank's.
Cool.
Cut the check. Free marketing.
I feel like if I had to take some out, I would take out Crystal. And Tabasco.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third would be between Frank's and I don't know a lot about Texas Pete's.
I see that more in the South, like Tennessee on down. They do that definitely in Atlanta too. But I'll tell you what though, Tabasco has that Chipotle one. Now
that's fire. Regular one I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
I use it on
Chipotle?
Eggs and diners.
Ooh, oh my God.
But Tapatio fire. And Cholula is perfect for like burritos and
stuff.
Yeah,
but it's
wings,
perfect for that.
I gotta go with Louisiana.
Really?
Louisiana is that
so line. Like these are just fried wings then.
Yeah, I guess so.
See, Frank's is good for fried and baked. You can like make your own little sauce, put some sauce in the pot. Put some butter in there to make it like thick and stretch it out. Then top it off. Then throw that joint.
But
it
sounds like
oven.
You're making something else. You're
no,
making
man.
Buffalo sauce.
I mean,
you?
They have a buffalo sauce too.
When you add butter to hot sauce, it becomes buffalo sauce.
Either way, man, Frank's all day.
Okay.
Give me that Frank's, bro.
With the sauce choice,
bro, I'm taking that Frank's. What about y'all? What hot sauce y'all rocking with?
Let
people in the live. We ain't checked the comments on the live yet. Y'all rocking with? What's y'all favorite hot sauce?
Oh yeah,
throwing some wings.
We ain't forgot about you. We kind of did, but I'm sorry. Pat, where did you get that hoodie? Don't even worry about it because All Def might come out with their own sweater hoodies. Just because I'm selling a whole bunch of them. I'm getting messages all the time with like little receipts. So we might be doing some custom all black hoodie blankets.
That'd be fire though. I ain't gonna hold it.
But if you don't want to wait for that, just search hoodie blanket on Amazon.
They reached out to you, didn't they?
Yeah, I talked to them for a little bit. No, they did not.
Oh, they wild for that.
So we stopped talking.
Yeah, we not gonna say the name if they're trying to cut the check.
okay, so shout out to like Tori and Jessica and Michael and Robin, all the people in here, Lady A. They are agreeing with the white toes are everything type of thing. White toes as in polish. Okay, yeah. Really? We think we were just saying white people toes?
Come on, man. I said white toenails. Like we were talking about polish. How did y'all think that? Like y'all be reaching, bro.
Okay, so people are saying either Louisiana
mm-hmm.
or Franks.
Franks, bro. So
it seems like we chose the
Franks, my boy.
Seems like we chose the right ones.
Yeah, man, I'm rocking with Franks all day long.
For sure. All right. Well, speaking of sauce, mm-hmm. there's a video of a customer of Chick-fil-A doing some pretty innovative things with the Chick-fil-A sandwich, and then they give it to the employee to see what they think. So they got two chicken sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
They go ahead and put the two different sauces in the backs, and they toss them so that it's like a little marinade. And then he gives them, and then you just see, boom, look of approval. The look sold it for me. If that last part didn't happen, I would be like, ah, that might work.
What sauce was that?
It looked like Chick-fil-A and barbecue, which, I mean, I would eat wings tossed in those.
That honey roasted barbecue sauce at Chick-fil-A is the most slept on sauce in the world.
Honey roasted barbecue?
Bro, because it doesn't come in the square thing. It comes in the actual pack.
Packets?
Bro, it will change the way you eat your Chick-fil-A on mama's. It is the best sauce at Chick-fil-A. Fire flames, bro. There's no better sauce than that one.
People who do videos like this should technically get like a check. Like a marketing check. Because I want Chick-fil-A right now.
They're gonna market that. And they're going to figure out a way to make money off of it. And that person is just going to be like, yeah, I did that years ago, but never actually get anything from it. Because
no.
I remember when I used to work at White Castle's, we used to make chicken ring sandwiches. And then that actually became one of the things on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, bro, really? Take it from the poor. Give it to the rich.
For real, though.
Give me my credit, cuz. You know, y'all weren't even thinking about nothing like that. I changed the game on you boys.
For sure. Well, before we get into the last segment, I just want to shout out one of my favorite sponsors. Mm-hmm. Now, this is somebody who sponsored us. I had no idea who they were, and now I literally, they're just part of my life now. I cannot live without an order. DHM Detox. Okay?
It's backed by science, guys.
If you watch the show, you already know what it is, and you probably already have it. But if you haven't, let me put you on, okay? The days of hangovers are over. These are pretty much they send you different, like little grab-and-go packets.
Mm-hmm.
They have two completely vegetarian, plant-based pills in them. You take them while you're drinking, and the next day you have no symptoms, no hangover, no fogginess, no nausea, no nothing.
Yeah. If you notice, we're not reading off a script. We're literally telling you this from personal experience.
Yes.
Yo, this DHM is a lifesaver, bro. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like Pat said, you take one packet after your first drink,
mm-hmm.
okay? And if you're drinking heavy that night, you might want to take another packet at the end of all your drinks. Like, mm-hmm. if you're having four or more drinks, definitely take one more packet. Excuse me.
Bless you.
One more packet after you finish. But, bro, damn it. Solid.
And you guys think I'm lying about this life? Let me show.
Show him, Pat. Shit. THM, bro. Actually, you bring my bag over here, Pat, because I got one in my bag. Anytime I travel, I got capsules with me because I'm seriously about this life, man. I can't waste time with hangovers and feeling sluggish in the morning and not making the most of my day. Gotta always stay productive. So I definitely always keep in the DHM on deck. I keep it in all my travel bags. I keep it in my toiletry bags. Like, sizzy. You have nothing to lose. Just try this out and I guarantee you.
Empty wrapper. Just on the nightstand. Mm-hmm. All right. I actually used this yesterday. And I was up bright and early. I use this stuff all the time. They're completely vegetarian, if you're worried about that. The herbal supplements, you can pretty much get away with anything. I woke up early. I still, did everything that I needed to do. And it was just like, you know, on a Taco Tuesday, it's just a little added taco toppings, you know what I mean? Just put the little DHM on your taco and you're good. All right.
Of course, they put the DHM on your taco. Don't take the DHM by itself, okay?
But it's completely backed by science. It helps break down all of those poisons. It's a blend of natural ingredients, antioxidants, and vitamins. And it just completely takes out that awful next day feeling after drinking, which you and I both know. We've talked to God in those situations. We promised never no alcohol. We were just like those things where you're just like, why do I even drink? This is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's all 2019. Get on the DHM train.
That's behind us. We'll be
get on the DHM train and we'll even help you guys out. All right. We got you on 20% off if you order with our promo code DIYS. So you're just going to go to DHMDetox.com. That's DHMDetox.com and use our promo code DIYS. And you good on 20% off of your order. And if you have any questions, just send a message to @DHMDetox on Instagram.
Facts.
Yes,
facts,
sir.
On facts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So that brings us to the final segment.
Let's go.
This is my favorite segment.
Y'all ready?
This is the darkest segment. The Conspiracy Corner. Mm. Cue the music! I'm about to get off. Wait, hang on. Oh, snap. I don't have a conspiracy today.
I thought you were about to just kill it right now. That's what I thought you would happen.
Oh, I didn't plan a conspiracy today.
Actually, well then I have. Oh, it's on my phone. It's on Twitter. You might be able to find it.
Whoa, wait.
This dude just hit us with a conspiracy theory about Uncle King from Jamie Foxx and the dude from Martin. He played the same character, Stan from Martin. He's on Twitter. I'm sure
you guys, for the first time, you caught me slipping. I'm sorry. But I don't know. Maybe
damn, we're filming with my camera, so
maybe someone can help us. Maybe somebody can help me out.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Come on, man, pick your ass up.
Who are you calling?
I need help. I need a.
You have reached the.
I need a lifeline.
Whoever you're calling is busy because they keep sending you the voicemail.
Stop sending me the voicemail, man.
No, he's busy. Yep, he did it again. Was that Nick Hinton? Are you calling Nick Hinton?
Who?
Nick Hinton. The dude who's we were getting all this stuff from. Nick on Twitter. His name Nick Hinton?
Hang on. Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Nick Hinton. How
you
are
son
you,
of
sir?
A
doing pretty good. How are you guys?
I'm good, man. You sent me the voicemail the few times. I thought you ditched me like you went into the abyss like your conspiracies.
No, dude, that wasn't me, Trix. I seriously didn't get any calls.
No worries, man. Well, listen, thank you so much for being on the show. Tahir had no idea until just now. We're huge fans of you. Literally,
absolutely.
We have a whole segment about conspiracies. And, you know, just before I let you talk, let me fan out for a second. you have a very interesting lane, sir. You kind of give us very complex and difficult to understand conspiracies in a very, very digestible way. So I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for reading them. When I started posting them, I didn't think anyone would be interested. Nah,
man, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Got a hell of a following.
Yeah. So yeah, man, you're on the show. This is Damn Internet, You Scary. This is our Conspiracy Corner. We have used handfuls and handfuls of things off of your Twitter page. So, you know, definitely our audience definitely wanted to hear from you, as did we. So yeah, man, you want to tell us how you got started or anything that you've been researching lately?
Well, I guess the way I got started was like 10 years ago. I don't really know what got into me, but I was basically always kind of like a scientific-minded person, was just like taking AP classes in high school and reading Stephen Hawking books and
nice.
stuff like that, and I didn't really believe in God or anything like spiritual or supernatural, but it's like that one quote from the father of quantum mechanics. He says, you know, the first glass of science will make an atheist, but at the bottom of the glass is God waiting for you. And that's kind of what it was, is I never stopped digging down the rabbit hole, and the more you study into all these wide variety of subjects, philosophy, science, physics, all of it, you know, you start to see it gets way more out there. Like, there's no other really good way to put it.
Man.
But, yeah, so that's basically how it all happened. So it's been like 10-year-long process of just studying random stuff that I just found interesting.
Man, okay, so this gives you the credibility, though, too, because some of these topics that you're talking about, if I were to explain them, people would be like, you don't know what you're talking about. So
right.
If you out here reading Stephen Hawking's books, okay, so that's backing up the credibility. That's what's up, man. So like I said,
I read my first Stephen Hawking book during a Saturday school.
Oh, wow.
During Saturday school?
Yeah. You have to be there all Saturday long, so I was like, fuck it, I'll read this.
Here's how different we are. I've never even seen a Stephen Hawking book. I don't even think I've even been in the same room. so that's dope. All right. So he much like HM Detox, is backed by science. All right, for sure. So is there anything that you've been researching lately that you've been excited about? Is there any conspiracies you may have got for us?
Well, one conspiracy that I had on my Twitter for a little bit, but I deleted because it wasn't getting that much traction. It was kind of just sitting on my timeline, taking up space, and I have bad OCD, so if it looks ugly, I'll just delete it.
Uh-huh.
But I wrote this one thread about who the real 007 was. And you know 007 is James Bond.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm a huge fan.
That didn't get no traction?
No, dude, no one liked it. No one gave it any love.
Well, I'm all ears.
I think you guys will like it.
Give it the platform it deserves.
So basically, if you look into just the meaning of 007, back in the day, there was this magician, an astronomer, and scientist, an inventor, and doctor. Like, this dude was everything. He was one of the greatest scientific minds of his time. Hmm. And I think he was alive in, like, the 16th century or something like that. But his name was John Dee, and he was so well known for just being like this mastermind genius, and like he could like tell the future and stuff. And he was so well known for that that the Queen Elizabeth I actually basically made him like her right hand man. Like he was her like consultant basically. And she would basically send him on like these missions all around, you know, on these far journeys to go gather intelligence, kind of like a spy.
Mm-hmm.
And when he would send her letters that were meant for only her to read, he would sign it as 007 because in his mind, you know, the O's represented the I's and the 7 was a number of protection or good luck. So he'd sign it 007, which meant for the Queen's eyes only.
Whoa, oh, wow. Wait. Okay, so each 0 represented an I.
Yes.
And then 7 was what?
It was a number of protection, so it was basically like this magical symbol, like all of it together was kind of this meant for, like, private eyes, you know?
Wow. Okay, so what was his, what was his official title if he wasn't a spy?
He wasn't a spy, but he was basically her consultant and, like, personal astrologer.
Got it. Okay.
And so it goes deeper than that, though. So, like, the whole James Bond, like, series is, like, there's a lot of occult information in it that people don't really realize. So one of the main villains of James Bond, I totally forget his name. I think his name's like Lachite, something weird, but he was in the first James Bond film.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys will have to look that up. But he was actually inspired by Aleister Crowley. And the dude who wrote James Bond was actually pretty much a secret agent for British intelligence during World War II. And he would actually contact Aleister Crowley for help. And I don't know if you know anything about Aleister Crowley, but he was a very well-known occultist and magician and, like, pretty much a well-known Satanist.
Wow.
And you're saying, okay. So, the main...
Yeah, and the author of the James Bond novels, he literally says that, you know, this main villain was inspired by Aleister Crowley.
So the author of the James Bond novels was a secret agent himself?
Yes, yeah. He was worked in intelligence agencies during World War II for the UK.
So 007 was written by a secret agent who used to contact the Satanist magician that was inspired the first Bond villain.
Right. So the 007 is inspired by John Dee, who's very, very, very long time ago. But more recently, another character in James Bond was inspired by another occultist. So there's just like a lot of occult conspiracy type stuff involved in these novels and films.
Damn. I literally thought that somebody just made a cool action film about a secret agent. Okay, so that's why he's a British secret agent then.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. I thought it was just the accent.
No. And, there's, like, more, like, weird stuff in there. Like, I'm pretty sure one of the films, like, they're using tarot cards, and then in one of the films they talk about this Ouroboros company, and Ouroboros is, like, an alchemical symbol. Mm. There's a character named after the Templars, and the Templars were a secret society way back in the day. Like, you can look into all of this, and it's all there. It's weird how all these symbols and, you know, all these things make up our culture, and we don't even realize it.
Right.
No, I think that's a huge theme on your Twitter page, too, because you always include pop culture references, almost like the alien goo. You put a bunch of examples of like pop culture, like movies and all this stuff that uses that. It seems like the cube, the Saturn cube is used a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like it seems like symbolism is all around us, not even in just the weird looking stuff, but in the totally normal looking stuff like 007.
Exactly.
Damn.
That's crazy.
So what exactly did this villain do with his Satanism and magic in real life?
In real life, what this Aleister Crowley, him and this one dude who works for NASA, Jack Parsons, there's documents about it. They were literally trying to open a portal for aliens or something with using magical rituals. And this Parsons dude actually invented, I think he was one of the first people to work on a rocket for NASA. So people who are scientists are involved in the occult and talking to magicians. And people who are in intelligence agencies are talking to, you know, magicians and Satanists. Like, I just find that super weird. So, like, the line between science and magic does become blurred, just like in my own studies.
I feel like there's magic in jet engines, because I've been riding on an airplane and just look at the engine and I'd be like, how is that powerful enough to carry this bus through the air, bro? Like, I still don't understand jet propulsion.
Nick, do you have any thoughts on that? Is there any magic in jet propulsion?
Well, I mean, I don't understand how computers or TVs or jets work. Like, it's a miracle we figured any of this stuff out.
Yeah. Even keys, bro. Keys be throwing me off.
It's just so explainable.
Yeah, they are, and I've seen the diagrams and the videos for keys, like, and it goes in and it hits the pins up like that. But I just be like, bro, but how do they know?
Who thought that? That's hilarious.
Dude, I could never be a locksmith. I couldn't imagine forming a key. And now they got pushed to start, and
I'd be like, ah!
If we just compared you and Nick's, like, points to a scientist and a locksmith, the scientist would, his head would explode. He would be like, you're comparing a computer to a key?
Yes. Because keys were big technology when they first were, like, people were like, yeah, you know, I locked my door. You locked your door.
What does that even mean?
You put a box in front of it? Like, nah, I got this new thing called a lock, man. I got a key. It goes with, whoa, that's the devil's magic.
Well, that's amazing. This is, if you're just tuning in, this is Nick Hinton. This guy is pretty much the biggest upcoming conspiracy guy on the internet right now. You're starting a podcast too, right?
Yeah, I'm moving out to your area pretty soon. Boom. California, and I'm going to be starting my own podcast with my buddy Andre, and we're just going to dive into all this stuff.
There you go.
Nick, fucking have us on, bro.
Please.
Dude, I will.
Let us know, man. This is, we only kind of dive into conspiracies a little bit on our podcast, but I'm assuming you guys will have like a more in-depth look at this, and you'll probably be explaining it how I should be explaining most of these. So I'll be taking notes. But
I'm just gonna say I like doing the the surface level fun stuff because the stuff can get really dark, and I think it's good to know about the world and what could possibly be going on. But it's also good to laugh about it and not get so lost in how dark it can be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why the people in the world have the best sense of humor?
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, that's a bar right there, and and it's good that you kind of do very surface level. It lets more people sort of be involved, and then it's like if you want to dive deeper in and depress yourself, you can do that. You can do that on your own time, but we're only going over the good stuff. But no, man, I appreciate you so much for being on the show. That was really cool stuff. 007, look into it, you guys. 007 has a lot of extra hidden stuff. It's not just a crazy action movie with a British spy. There's some right. symbolism in there. Mm. But Nick,
when I come out there though,
yeah,
I want to try this one thing. So me and my friends are working on an app that uses a quantum random number generator. And I don't know if you know anything about quantum physics or quantum computers.
Nope.
But this is like true randomness. And so basically the theory behind our app is that when you generate a quantum random location, then you go travel there. And so by going to this totally random place that you would have never gone to in a million years, because, human beings aren't random creatures. Like, we can't be random even if we tried. We're affected by the most random, that's a bad word to use. We're affected by the most subtle things that we can't, perceive, our own subconscious thoughts and our own subconscious patterns and, external influences.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're using quantum randomness, you're literally able to kind of escape this tunnel that you've been living in your whole life. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Yeah.
So you're saying that it would it would transfer you to a virtual version of somewhere else, or you're talking about an app that you figured out time travel or teleportation?
We kind of think it's dimensional jumping, but no, it takes you to a place in real life. It opens up your Google Maps and then puts a quantum point on your Google Maps, and then you go travel there. And when people travel these places, they're finding all sorts of crazy, weird, meaningful coincidences.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
I want to try it.
No, I mean, yeah.
So when I get
as long as I don't have to walk through a portal, I'm good with it.
No portals, right?
Some dude did find a sign that said portal.
we're good off of that. That needs to be in effect for 20 years before I'll try.
Yeah.
But let us know about the app, and definitely let us know about the podcast, man. We definitely want to jump on there or just watch to see what you got going on.
For sure, man.
Absolutely. Well, Nick, thank you so much for jumping on the show, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. No problem, all right, have a good one, man.
Peace out, brother.
You too. Later.
All right, guys.
I don't know how I knew it. I was like, this motherfucker done figured out a way to get in contact with Nick. He tried to play it up. He was like, who? Me? Who?
Because he didn't answer. It was supposed to be very instant. Yeah. But yes, that was Nick Hinton. Make sure you guys follow him on Twitter. This guy's clearly way smarter than I actually thought he was. This guy's like Stephen Hawking level on some stuff. And he's inventing a dimensional travel.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. Thank you to our Patreons who are watching live. We're going to be... You guys really like the Pop-Tart trying cereal thingy. Mm-hmm. We're not going to show you on this show, but just give them a little... just a taste. Of this stuff we're going to be doing. Cool. All
right.
The churro cereal?
Yes.
Come on.
Then we got...
Hershey's Kisses.
And we got another one over there, too, but it's holding up the actual iPad.
Honey buns. And I got Eggo cereal. We going to bring cereal back on the map, on the digital map. That. So look out for that. And keep watching, you guys. I've been your host, Patrick Cloud.
Not to hear more, we'll see you next time on Damn Internet, You Scary.
Y'all.
Our Patreons, y'all stay up. We're going to close that link, and then we're going to launch another link. We're going to post it in Patreon so you guys get to check out that. And we got some special guests coming through. Maybe not on this one, but stay tuned. We got some stuff. Everybody on YouTube and Facebook and everything else, appreciate y'all, man. We talk to you later. Peace.
All right, guys.